So I went to Rabbi Crystal yesterday, started trying to get a little closer to different aspects of chizuk and tefillah, but maybe a little more practical. Now, I'll admit that tonight's year, as I would say, halfway there. Maybe by next week I'll be ready for practical. There's a little bit of practical halacha and some explanations of it, and then we'll hopefully understand something a little bit more about tefillah. So there's a Gemara in Brachos on Daf Ches, which says, "Lo'ilam yikanes adam shnei psachim bebeis haKnesses. A person should enter two doorways into the Beis Knesses. Shnei psachim sagadaitel. Does it really mean two doors? Ela'ima shir shnei psachim. The amount of two doors. V'achar kach yispalal. And after you've entered the amount of two doors, then you should daven. What does this mean? What is it talking about? What's the reason? So, the Rishonim give many reasons. In fact, the Mechaber brings three shitas. About all of them, he says we should do like all of them. He says there's one shita, which I would describe as a shita of Rashi, which says you shouldn't sit by the edge of the door over there, where David is right now. Hi, David. You shouldn't sit over there because if you sit over there, it doesn't look good. It looks like you're on your way out. That's one possibility. Tefillah is nira lav kemasoi. The Marami Rutenberg says a similar but slightly different reason. Says you shouldn't sit right by the door also because you're going to be distracted by what's going on. Like we have glass windows there, so you'll see what's going on in the hallway, who's signing up for the hours over the weekend, and you'll be distracted. You won't be able to concentrate. That's the second reason. Now for those, he says that they're nafkaminas. If you have a mokum kavua somewhere, maybe that's enough for the first problem. It's not a masa, that's my seat. I sit right there. Okay, so it's not because I'm rushing out. If I sit there and I go over there now, then it looks like I'm rushing out. If I sit there, it's okay. Or if, let's say, there are no windows, there's just doors and you can't see anything else, it won't be a distraction. Okay, and then there's the third reason. The third reason is the one I want to focus on. That you shouldn't, shalo yamahir lehispalo miyad kishenichnas. You shouldn't just pop in and sort of take three steps just forward, not really back, which is, sort of okay. But, I'm starting from yesterday. That's what we need, shir shnei psachim. Now, the truth is, even though the Gemara seem to say this, so those things that the Mechaber says are all halacha, the truth is this halacha, if you look around in all the shuls that you go to, you'll discover that almost every shul does, like the Bach and the Taz say. Almost every shul has an entranceway. And then after the entranceway, there's another way, there's a second door before you come into the Beis Knesses. You don't usually walk directly in. On my own block right here, there's a very small shul. They took a house, they made it into a shul. But they made a little tiny room, that you walk into, and then you can go into the Beis Knesses. That is actually two doors. Now, to go a little bit deeper into this last chat, I think there's a little bit more here than meets the eye. You shouldn't just daven right away. Now, the truth is, it's a very funny language if you think about it. A shir shnei psachim, in case you're wondering, the Parshim says, eight tvachim. So eight tvachim is not a lot. And it's also just a funny shir. So say something else. We don't find that shir, I don't think, by anywhere else that we measure things by doorways. Oh, it's a shir shnei psachim. So say it's X amount of tvachim. Say it's the size of a sukkah. I don't know. Say it's something else. What's shir shnei psachim? So, the Maharal explains something that's really, I think, very, very elementary. And it's really very elementary to our kavana in tefillah. He says, when it says shnei psachim, it obviously means the following. It means that you have to walk in. And when you walk into the shul or into the first door, you have to leave everything outside. You have to leave it outside. You have to leave all the things, all the olam hazedek things, you have to leave them outside. That's the first thing you have to do. That's one doorway. Then you get ready, and then you come in to tefillah. And he explains that you can't have both. You can't have both. You can't just do one, You can't just come in through the second door and miss the first door. Then you didn't really leave. If you're walking to the second door, but you're thinking about all the things that you were thinking about outside, then you haven't really... You're not really ready for davening. And if you walked into the first door and you put away everything, but you didn't start davening, you didn't focus and concentrate, then you're not really ready to daven. So he says that's what it means that we need a shir shnei psachim. Now, I think it's obvious for us. I'm sure you're all thinking it. The most obvious application of this for us, trying to make things a little more practical, is that you walk in the first door, we have conveniently placed little boxes that our phones could go in, or if we don't have for our phones, at least we could turn off our phones. Yeah, that's the place to leave this world outside. And then we can come inside and we can daven. And somebody who comes in with their phone on, we've all heard Rosh Yeshiva speak about davening from the phone, you know? He doesn't think it's the way to go. I agree with him. Not that it needs my haskama, but that, you know, what about that notification, that text? Oh, you haven't left the part of the world you need to leave to be able to daven. So that is, again, an extremely practical sense of what it means, shir shnei psachim, that we, number one, leave the outside, and number two, we come in further. If I can close with one last little Gemara, the Gemara, he actually connects this Gemara. The Gemara says that they told Rabbi Yochanan, that there are old people in Bavel. And Rabbi Yochanan was surprised, because the pasuk says, "Leman yirbu yameichem v'yamei b'neichem ala ha'adama," that you're only supposed to live long, Yidden are supposed to live long in Eretz Yisrael. That's the place where we're meant to thrive. That's our natural habitat, is Eretz Yisrael. And we should be going in there. So how do people live long in Bavel? Rabbi Yochanan wondered. And they told him, well, they are mekadmi u'mechashchi lebeit knishta. They come early and they leave late from the Beis Knesses. Then Rabbi Yochanan said, oh, okay, then that's how they do it. Then that's how they do it, because that is where they have entered. And I think that's another little nekuda that we could think about, that we've all heard of the famous idea, but maybe we don't think about it. We're doing this as a chizuk, what's going on in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe we could think of our base medrash, of our base Knesset, as where we come to daven, as a little Eretz Yisrael. Right? When, you know, you do something a little bit different maybe. So maybe when we walk in, that's something that we can consider, that this is our knisa into davening, and even more specifically, that the schus that has of a Beis Knesses, of a Beis Medrash, because just like in Eretz Yisrael, that's the natural place for a Yid to be and to be able to live and live a long life and his body can do well, so too in a Beis Knesses, a Yid, wherever that Beis Knesses or Beis Medrash is, has the ability to do that.